Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Let's welcome back to the show here. Megan's with us, and good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, sometimes when a family member is a primary caregiver for love, you know, anyone that is, they can start to get what they call caregiver burnout. Tell us a little bit about what causes caregiver burnout and what are the signs and symptoms caregivers should look for?
Of course, Jim. So first of all, I want to recognize all of the caregivers. Caring for an aging loved one is really a compassionate act, an act of love, but it can also be very physically and emotionally taxing. And caregiver burnout happens when a caregiver is not contributing enough time to their own self-care habits. So when that burnout reaches a critical level, the effects can start to become evident in that caregiver's life as well. The burnout shows itself in a variety of ways, including depression, sleep deprivation, low self-esteem, feelings of helplessness, and neglect of the care receiver. And, you know, if something tragic happens to that caregiver, it forces decisions to be made very quickly for not only that person, but also the person that they're caring for as well.
So let's talk a little bit about what we can do. Let's help prevent or maybe even relieve caregiver burnout. What's the best things to do?
So it's crucial for the caregiver to prioritize self-care and seek support when needed. And that really is a hard thing, but something that, you know, we hope that caregivers realize and understand. Planning ahead is one of the most important steps to help preventing experiencing caregiver burnout. So planning ahead could involve things like making physical adjustments to your living situation, seeking support services like in-home care or support groups, or looking into additional care options in your community. You know, I've had a lot of conversation with caregivers, husbands, wives, children, grandchildren, siblings, here in my role at Felician Village, and I can tell you that the process always seems to go a little bit smoother and less stressful for people who proactively reach out. So be educated about your options, what the waitlist expectations are, paperwork requirements, billing options, and respite availability are all good reasons to reach out. Felician Village is the only Life Plan campus in Manitowoc County offering a wide range of living options and care, and we'd love to talk with you about different options that you have at any point during your caregiving journey. Tours are always welcome. They're free. We want people to come in and learn and ask questions, and you can schedule a tour with us and view our facility in person.
I know you love to give tours, and people love seeing others come through and generally are excited about that. So how do we connect with you to go see the facility?
You can connect with us through our website, FeliciaVillage.org. There is a lot of great information and resources about our facility to discover on FeliciaVillage.org. There is also a big button at the top of the homepage, take a tour. You can fill that out, and one of our directors or myself will be in touch about scheduling that. Otherwise, you can always call Felician Village at 920-684-7171.
Thanks, Megan. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.